Murder in the Pharaohs. Back in the car, Kim is fired with stories. Feel like a good murder yarn? Ah, well. This morning, just like every other morning, another baleful twilight, sun and gale, snow and hail. Jesus, it's only autumn. There's precious little glee in November. You're not going to see spontaneous dancing on the shore. Summer festivals are long forgotten, and your daily prospects are nature-lashed today to April. Daniel Peter Pitta Hansen fought off the morning as long as he could. He never liked it when he woke before he had to get out of bed because it was much more agreeable in there, inside his head in the bed. It was early, it was late, he didn't know. It was night, and it was dark, and so there. He took those big, looming red digits out of his bedroom and into the kitchen a long time ago, and he was glad he did, because who were they lording over him, the only light he saw, engraving the dark minute by bloody, unsparing, taunting minute all night long. Lots of mornings he woke with a start. Bed was better, so he turned and he tossed and he fought to get back to sleep. When the sun found his window, he covered his face with pillows. He strove to retrieve the warmth in his dreams because that was where he thrived. The wakeful world surely wasn't. Pitta lived with his ex-wife. Yeah, that was bad right there. How could that be good? It was a non-marriage of convenience. But in the village of Runawick, population 3,794, you made the arrangements that you made. Pitta's arrangements cost him his life. Some guy named Konovrat, for God's sake, some guy from Croatia, and okay, wherever that is, was dating his wife. The last time anybody saw Pitta was 5 November 2011, in the morning, outside his house. When a recreational diver found Pitta's skeleton 150 meters offshore after church on a Sunday 2.5 years later, his killer was already serving time for the crime in prison in Denmark. At first they thought maybe Pitta had been thrown off a cliff, because at first they treated Pitta's going missing as a routine missing persons case, as if there was such a thing in the Faroe Islands, where the whole country needed only 14 jail cells. But after all, even after their diver search wave-wracked shoreline to no effect, they couldn't find him. Not a trace. But they found a frying pan and a pillow with Pitta's blood, and they found them in Konovrat's house. There hadn't been a murder since 1988 when somebody shot his girlfriend down on Suderoy. You could be 35 years old and not remember such a thing. When Pitta went missing, they held vigils around his house. They searched every hill, every shore, every basement and factory and container. Everybody knew the cars that might be involved. Everybody knew the whole story, in fact, all the details. If you didn't know Pitta personally, you knew he ran a business selling fish. After 10 days, 2 weeks, the police called it a murder case. That was something that happened in Denmark, not here. It was innocence lost a scant few years ago.